chapter 9, and we are looking at Daniel in the Medo-Persian Empire. What we have seen thus far has been a calendar for the Gentile world. A calendar for the Gentile world. We're going to now start to see a calendar for the Hebrew world or the Jewish world that God is going to dispatch Gabriel to come and give to Daniel so that he might know what's going to happen after the Babylonian captivity, the 70 years there, which was prophesied. Jeremiah 25:11, Jeremiah 29:10, Jeremiah, many years before it happened, prophesied Jerusalem would be in desolation for a period of 70 years. Look right there in verse 2 of chapter 9. And in the first year of his reign, Darius's reign we're talking about, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Now keep your finger here. Go back just a couple of books to Jeremiah. Let's look at it with you very quickly. I just basically told you where it was, but let me give it to you again and read it with you. And the reason I read the scriptures, I'm trying to get all this information in as many gates as possible to get it to your brain, which is your location for storing information. You see, you have five gates of getting information to the brain: the eye gate, the ear gate, the smell gate, the touch gate, taste gate, and the touch gate. And if you look at me and look at the book, you get it through the eye gate. If you listen to me, you get it to the ear gate. If you write notes, you get it to the touch gate. That's why I encourage everybody to take notes. Whether you throw them away or not, it doesn't matter. Get it into your computer bank up here. So the Holy Spirit, what's the Holy Spirit's ministry? John chapter 16. Jesus said, when I go, the Holy Spirit will come and teach you things to come. But I want to tell you something, folks. The Holy Spirit will never teach you anything that you have not heard or read before. It must be in here before the Holy Spirit teaches you. And so you have to get it in as many gates as you possibly can, get it into your system. That's why I take you back now to read the scriptures. We have a lot of people talking about the scriptures. I think, and teaching the Bible, we need to read the scriptures as well that we're studying together. I'm not able to do, I try to get as much as possible reading done. Chapter 25 of the book of Jeremiah, verse 11. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment in these nations, and shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when the 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon. By the way, if Belshazzar had simply been reading the Bible, he'd have known what was going to happen. He wouldn't have been having that drunken party over there at the palace. Chapter 5. See, prophecy would have protected him from punishment. But he wasn't paying attention. Go to chapter 29, a parallel passage, chapter 29 and verse 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work towards you in the causing you to return to this place. He's saying the Jews are going to return to Israel after 70 years in the Babylonian captivity. And so that is all laid out. Now, isn't it interesting? Daniel is able to determine where he was in God's time simply by reading God's word. I hope and pray that's what we are able to appropriate from our study, determining where we are in God's time as we read God's word, allowing God's word then to be a spotlight on current events and manifesting exactly where God is and what he is doing. In fact, chapter 9 tells us, by the way, after Daniel understood where he was in God's time, if you read later, chapter 9, verses 3, all the way over to 23, you'll find out that Daniel went to prayer. When he knew where he was, he went to prayer. He confessed his sins. There's the practical aspect of prophecy. What does prayer do? Prayer does not change things. Listen to me. Prayer does not change things. We pray a lot of stupid prayers. Again, Dr. Lehman Strauss wrote a great book. I loved it. Sense of Nonsense About Prayer. I loved that book. And boy, oh boy, it was a little bit controversial for some of us, but I loved it. Prayer doesn't change things. You know what prayer changes? Me. God's going to do what he's going to do. He changes me to conform to his will. That's what Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane was doing. He wasn't asking God to change anything. He said, conform me to your will, Father. That's exactly what he was doing. And that's what Daniel's doing. He's wanting to confirm that he is in proper relationship with Christ and conform to what God wants him to do. He goes to prayer. He confesses his sins. He confesses the sins of his nation and his people. And then he's asking the Lord, what is going to happen to us now? You've given me a calendar for the Gentile world. What about us Jews? And God in heaven, hearing that prayer, dispatches Gabriel. Oh man, I love this. Look at verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, time of the evening prayer, verse 22. And he informed me, and he talked with me, and he said, O Daniel, I am come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Ooh. Gabriel, dispatched from God, says, Daniel, you're greatly beloved. Can you imagine what a commendation from the heavenlies? Never a word of condemnation made about Daniel. Not one negative statement in any place in the Bible made about Daniel. What a man he was. I love, he's a good friend. I like Daniel. He's a great man. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, thanks a lot for introducing us to Daniel. It seems like he's a great friend of yours. He is. I want to be patterning my life. I mean, we need to have heroes. There's nothing wrong with having godly men and women as heroes. What did Paul say in chapter 3, chapter 4, Philippians? Have you have seen me walk, so walk ye in Christ. You got to live a life so you can say that. Daniel, another, get to know him real well. By digging into, oh man, Gabriel says, thou art greatly beloved. And then he unfolds a special plan for a special people in a special place. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Daniel, you want some information? I'm going to give it to you. Here's the special plan. 70 weeks, or should I say 70 sevens. What he's talking about is 70 sevens of something. Days, weeks, months, or years. Now, back in verse 2, he's been talking and thinking in terms of years. I would suggest that gives us information to help us determine what he's talking about here, how much time he's talking about. If it was days, you're talking about a year and a third. If it was weeks, you're talking about 9 years, maybe a little bit more than 9 years. If it was months, you're talking about 40-some years. But all that was to be completed in this 490-something, 70 times 7, was not completed in days, weeks, or months. It had to be completed in years. So we can determine that it's 490 years.